public hearing is change of zone number 1881, Norman Stephen Price, Revocable Trust, Lakeland.
So this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from
Excuse me, Ms. Cornwell. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still in session, still conducting a public hearing. Excuse me, ladies. If you would like to have a conversation, please do it in the lobby. We are conducting a public hearing. Okay.
Sorry.
Don't make me yell. Okay.
So this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GR RPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.754 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Pepper's Corner Road and Lizard Hill Road, also being on the north side of Lizard Hill Road, approximately 823 feet southeast of Pepper's Corner Road. The 911 address is 34703 Cider Lane, Frankfurt. The text parcels are 134 map 19 parcels 13.03 and parcel district 134 map 18 parcel 38. Staff would note for the record this did go through PLUS. There is a staff analysis. It did go through our technical advisory committee. So we did receive comments from a number of reviewing agencies, including the Sussex Conservation District. We received the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. There's also a site plan and an exhibit booklet as part of this application. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Byard, the only man in the room who's been here longer than I have.
I think that hurts my feelings, Mr. Lee. But I'm not sure.
For the record, you feel better, I
I'm Gene Byard. I represent the applicant, Steve Norman. With me tonight present the application is Zach Crouch from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. Sitting in reserve are Dr. Linnae and Steve Norman himself. With that, I'd like to begin with a little historical background about this property. It was the subject of a change of zone application in 2007. The application was to change this property from AR1 to GR with an RPC overlay. At the time, the owner of the property was Terry Kroll, and the engineer and designer of the subdivision was Meridian. The application for the record was change of zone 1602 and was approved by council in December 2007, defining the future development of the property by changing the zoning classification to GR and establishing a baseline density with the RPC overlay of 111 single-family building lots and 154 duplex or townhouse units, a density of 3.75 units per acre. Probably because of the real estate recession, the project was never built, and the RPC district overlay lapsed, leaving the GR zoning in place. Fast forward to today, the same property is owned by Steve Norman in his revocable trust, and today's project engineer and designer is Davis Bowen and Friedel. The application before you is really not a change of zone, but an application for a new RPC district overlay with a new preliminary site plan. As you know, the GR zoning classification permits 4 units per acre where public water and sewer exist, or when it will be, where it will be provided to the site. What Steve Norman proposes is 41 single family lots and 138 townhouses, a density of 2.5 units to the acre, or a full 33% less than what council approved in December 2007. Back in 2007, DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study, and a jurisdictional wetlands determination was not obtained from the Corps of Engineers. Steve Norman commissioned a traffic impact study. That study has been reviewed by DLDOT, approved, and Zach will tell you what road improvements near site and off site will be required. Steve also commissioned a non-tidal wetlands delineation through Ed Linnae, and that delineation has been reviewed and approved by the court. Oh, I've lost you now. In your project booklet, it's Exhibit 1. I'd love to get it up on the screen if Zach knows how. Well, what it is a overhead of surrounding communities in the area. We're looking for Exhibit 1, huh? What the overhead and shows is the state of development in the area today. Exhibit 1, if you can find it.
There you go.
No, that's not it. It's there somewhere. It's in the project booklet. No, that's not it either.
What is it?
Surrounding communities is the name of it.
Which page in this did you want?
So I take that page up to Janelle and see if you two can work it out. Anyway, what it shows is the state of development in 2019. What it doesn't show is the state of development in 2007. All that was going on in 2007 in the area was a long-time development, Plantation Park, and the very first stages of Millville by the Sea. Now they're at least, well, I think you're getting close.
Okay, I got it. I can take care of it.
There are at least 9 subdivisions in the immediate area. To name a few, you've got the Woodlands, Forest Landing, Fairway Village, Bishop's Landing, Summerwind Village, and the Estuary. And as is obvious, the demand for residential properties in this area continues to grow. With that little bit of history, I'm going to turn the floor over to Zach to take you through the project booklet and talk about the nuts and bolts of the application.
Good evening. For the record, I'm Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen Friedel. Could we go to just overview, please? When you get a chance.
Which one do you want it?
Just the colored rendering. Just like Mr. Bard has explained, I mean, this project was a previous application. It went from 265 units to what we're proposing this evening is 179 units, in which 41 of them are single family and 138 townhouses. The proposed subdivision is Motto's Haven, in which in Exhibit 8 of your booklet, there are road names, and the subdivision itself has been approved by 911 for the record. The property is located off or at the corner of Pepper Corner Road and Lizard Hill Road. It's pretty neat. You don't see Lizard Hill too often. And it's currently zoned GR. It's currently in a level 3-4 area per the 2015 state strategies maps. the total project is 71.74 acres, and as part of that, there's 41 acres, which does include the wetlands, the open space, the stormwater management, the 25-foot voluntary buffer from all non-regulated wetlands, the 50-foot buffer from perennial wetlands, but all this open space is 41 acres, which is over 50% of the total project. there's also a 20-foot buffer that is around at least a minimum around the perimeter of the project itself. And The active and passive space is between, again, stormwater management, and there's a proposed clubhouse, which is an existing house that exists today, which Mr. Norman lives in. The house is actually in good condition. So the goal there is to remodel that house to be a clubhouse and add a pool and tot lot as part of the amenity package for this project. ERI did a wetlands delineation, and in Exhibit 5, we do have an approved JD from Army Corps Engineers. There's no national history or historic listings on this property per the PLUS process. And all internal roads will be per Sussex County private road standards and details. So they will go through and be designed per their standards. Drinking and fire protection will be by artesian water. We are within their CPCN, and Sussex County will be providing public sewer for this property. In Exhibit 10, there's comments from engineering department. The project is not, the parcel itself is not within the sewer district, but there is adequate capacity. The two properties that abut this parcel, where we'd be running sewer from, has requested sewer, and they are requesting to be part of the annexation. So as we move forward, if this project is approved, we will be annexed into the sewer district. And just like I stated, the county has capacity for this project, and the developer will be required to extend sewer with a pump station centrally located on the site to the location specified by engineering department. Stormwater management will consist of 5 stormwater management ponds. The one in the middle, the one with the red circle is an existing pond that exists today. The 5 other ponds would be for stormwater management, the treat for the system itself. And there again, it would be a combination of infiltration, wet ponds, and bioretention swales to get to those locations. There was a TIS that was performed, which is in Exhibit 7. The improvements include 185-foot left turn lane and 190-foot right turn lane, and also improvements of 11 and 5 out on Lizard Hill Road, and a multi-use path that will run down the property fronting Lizard Hill Road, as well as Pepper Corner Road. Electric will be provided by Delaware Electric Co-op. And as you exhibit, I forgot to write the exhibit down, but also included, we did get a letter from Ed Linnay, which also highlights that there's no present rare or threatened endangered species, which is there again one of the things that's required per PLUS. Also in the package or in the booklet, we have the Chapter 99-C and environmentally sensitive reports. There again, there's nothing in the reports that we are not addressing in the plan itself as far as stormwater management, utilities, and buffers. So with that being said, we're here to answer any questions.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with, Mr. Byer, do you have some summary comments?
Up and then I may create more questions.
All right, then. I'm sorry. I thought we were wrapped up. Pardon me. I'll
be brief, Mr. Wheatley, I promise.
No, that's fine.
What's before you all is a preliminary site plan that we think is significantly improved from what council approved 12 years ago. Instead of 111 single-family units and 154 townhouse units, there are now 41 single-family lots and 138 units, taking density from 3.75 units to the acre to 2.5. There is significant tree preservation, and the wetlands on the site will remain undisturbed. With the traffic impact study reviewed and approved by DLDOT, and with the improvements that Steve Norman will be required to make, the level of service on Lizard Hill Road and Pepper Corner Road will stay the same or be improved with better road quality. With 41 acres of open space, including almost 16 of undisturbed non-tidal wetlands, more than half the site is open space. That's a significant change from what council approved in 2007. Based on all of this, we think the application is consistent with the character and trend of development in the area, and is consistent as a result with the land use plan and the RPC overlay ordinance. Certainly, the project design is superior to its predecessor. It should have no adverse impact on property values. Obviously, with the reduction in density, the project will have less impact on the neighborhood than the earlier application council approved in 2007. If the application is approved, the name of the project will change from its original name, Lake Lens, to Milo's Haven. As Zach noted, Steve Norman and his family live on the property. They've lived there since 2015. Milo of Milo's Haven is their three-year-old chocolate lab who has the run of the property, and he will be supervising construction on the property as it goes forward. That's all we have.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Well, if the dog is supervising the construction, I might have some questions about the construction, but that's not my role, right? I'm teasing. My question was really about the multimodal paths, and you answered that already. I'm curious about the distance. I think it shows 40 feet from the roadway to off of Lizard Hill, the units coming in next to the right of the main, of the only entrance. Is that correct? It's 40 feet there? That looks like the back of the building to the road is 40 feet, it shows, if I'm reading this right on your drawing.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a setback there that's required by the county, so it's 40 feet.
It's the distance, though, total. Okay.
Total distance. Well, from the right of way, it's 40 feet in one area and on one side, and then of the closest townhouse, and then 45 from the other. Okay. We're also, you know, as you may note, yeah, there's an existing large tree that we're trying to preserve. That's how come the entrance is located as is. That's pretty.
It's a nice tree on the property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the determination hasn't been made yet for the pump station. If you're still working with the county, so I have no further questions.
All right, thank you. Engineers.
No questions. I'm just really fond of the tree preservation above and beyond the wetland. The engineers did a nice job of weaving the development through there and preserving above and beyond what they had to.
Mr. Hopkins.
When I drove through there today, it looked like there was a couple of kids having to run the place. But I didn't drive in.
What?
No.
Shocking.
No. I saw this kid on the golf cart, and I thought, nah, this might be one time I'll fold. They looked like they were having fun. It looks like you're able to retain the dwelling place back in there.
That's gonna be the clubhouse.
Yeah, that's it.
That's going to be a clubhouse.
Yeah, that's going to be the clubhouse. They're going to try to retain that.
No, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Ms. Steve?
Are you going to be doing anything about the soils? Because I've got the paragraph here from the Department of Natural Resources that given the project's mostly poorly drained soils and the project's proximity to open water, further compounded by likely sea level rise, the Division of Watershed Stewardship believes that most of the proposed project area is unsuitable for development and recommended this project be tabled.
Yes.
What will you be doing?
Well, we would have a geotech take soil borers to make sure that the sections of the road are designed appropriately, which we've done that before on other projects in the area, because anything down in this area, as you well know, is they're not the best soils, but yes, we do.
Yes, I do know this.
And just, I did forget the, if Janelle could get to that color rendering. There is a... We did incorporate a stub road to the adjacent property, so there, the only way that, the only area that there's not wetlands that, you know, there would be some type of connection, so I know you're always...
Yes, that was my next question,
so,
of course.
I wanted to make sure I beat you to that, but yeah.
Wow, I've got a reputation of that. Well,
okay,
I would want you to take the road all the way to the edge, just so that anybody who builds next time wouldn't... I don't want any more commission members burned in effigy because somebody's like, we didn't know there was supposed to be interconnectivity or proposed interconnectivity, so.
Well, the right-of-way always, yeah, it goes to the property line. I think Mr. the doctor would like to say something.
So I'm Ed Linnae from Environmental Resources, and I did the wetlands delineation, and part of that was a soils and actual soils investigation. So, you know, often the comments come based on the county soil survey, you know, which identifies the wetlands or the hydric soils where there is, you know, more of a high water table issue. So, but what I can tell you from basically delineating the site, and one of the part of that is a careful review of the soil boundaries. So all the development is in uplands, and despite what the soil survey, you know, might show, which is just a guidance document, all the areas being developed are on, you know, better drained upland soil types. So while that comment is based on something that's a guidance map, the delineation of the wetlands and the review of the soils that takes part of that, that's part of that process, actually defines where those soil boundaries are. And, you know, so none of the project is really in those poorly drained soils that's kind of mentioned in the plus comment. Okay?
Thank you. That's it.
Anything else?
Those were my questions.
Staff on the far end?
I have none.
Okay.
I forgot to note that we did get two letters in opposition to the application regarding overdevelopment and and concern about the change of zone.
Okay. All right, Councillor?
No questions, thank you.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. If there's anyone that has an interest in your application, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1881? Norman Stephen Price Revocable Trust, Lakeland. Anyone like to speak in favor? Would anyone like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1881? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Ron Massey, and I live at 34461 Peppers Corner Road, right on the corner there. You're talking about the wetlands right there. When it rains, it floods that whole entire area, exactly where that one group of townhomes or condos intends to be. And as far as what are you guys doing with the roads? Right there's been an accident at that stop sign almost every week. There's been a lot of people just run it. What's going to happen with that? What's going to happen with Pepper's Corner? You're going to have impact on people taking shortcuts. You already do right now coming down Lizard Hill. At the other end of Lizard Hill, that's almost back to gravel and dirt. There's potholes. Nobody seems to care about that. What's going to happen when all these other heavy equipment vehicles come in here?
Okay. I'll see if I can get an answer for you.
Okay. And as far as water, if you're bringing artesian in, is that what he said?
I believe so.
What about sewer?
County sewer, I believe.
County sewer. My main impact, or my main concern, is the roadways, okay. The stop signs.
Okay.
All okay. Right. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Before you come up, I want to ask the applicant to respond to the concern regarding roadways, and if you can enlighten us as to what the improvements might be proposed.
Yeah, as part of the traffic impact study that was performed, and the review letter that was provided by DLDOT, the permits on Lizard Hill Road would be to expand the existing pavement out there now, which is basically tar and chip, to 11-foot lanes and 5-foot shoulders for the frontage portion along Lizard Hill. And then there would be some type of restriping up to the intersection to make sure that there's, you know, Lizard Hill goes into Pepper Corner as a, at a 90-degree angle. But there again, that would be done during the entrance permit and off-site improvements. But a traffic impact study was done per DLDOT's requirements, per the SLER that was submitted to the county, and that letter has been provided to the county, so the improvements will be made. Can I answer your question?
I think so. Okay, who else would like to speak? Yes, ma'am, come on up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Lisa Massey. I also live at 34461 Peppers Corner Road.
Okay.
My concerns are the speed limit on Pepper's Corner is now 50 miles an hour. It is impossible some days to get out of my driveway because of the traffic with Millville by the Sea, the development on Double Bridges Road. There's a lot of traffic, the speed limit, overdevelopment, the roads. That's what we're concerned about.
Okay. All righty. We thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public